This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Eyre.
Hello, good to be with you.
And Bridget, time is running out.
Yep.
It's getting closer and closer and closer and closer. I'm talking about the annual dinner, the Catholic Radio annual dinner, coming up at the, you still know it as the Northside Knights of Columbus Hall. It actually has a new name. It's the Northside Event and Social Club. Same building, same place, run by the Knights of Columbus, just a new name. The date is Tuesday, August 27th. Tuesday, August 27th. And hey, we're going to have a great time. We're celebrating our 15th birthday as Catholic Radio Indy here. And we've got cake. Well, of course, we have cake. It's a birthday party. But we've also got a lot of other fun things going, too. We have a large kind of spare room here at the radio station, and it is full of items that are going to be on our silent auction and our live auction. So you're come and plan on seeing some really great items and maybe even getting a few bargains and things like that. August 27th is a Tuesday night. Northside Knights of Columbus, doors open at, it starts about 6 o'clock with the reception and silent auction, then dinner at 7. Father Douglas Hunter, chaplain for the Indianapolis Colts, will be the speaker. And we are blessed this year to have both local bishops as our guests, Archbishop Thompson from the Archdiocese of Indianapolis and Bishop Doherty from the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana. That's only happened a couple of times over the 15 years. We've had the bishops from both dioceses there several different times, but maybe only one other time together. So that's going to be a chance to talk to both of them if you would like to introduce yourself and chat with them for a second. But we'd like to see you there. It's easy to get there, easy to get a ticket. Go to our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, CatholicRadioIndy.org. You can sign up. Individuals are $65 a person, and you can save some money if you can round up a table of eight. They're $450. Again, the website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, or just call us here at 317-870-8400.
Well, today we have a very interesting topic and a very interesting guest. We are going to be talking with Dr. Gregory Bataro. He is the founder and executive director of the Catholic Psych Institute. He is a clinical psychologist, and he's also our author of the book called The Mindful Catholic. So welcome to Faith in Action, Dr. Gregory.
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
And you are based out of where?
I'm in Paces, Connecticut, right outside of New York. And so we have a few offices around this area. And then we also see patients all over the world online. We utilize online therapy as well.
That is really cool. And a topic, although we're doing this via phone, Dr. Gregory is going to be in town coming up very soon, Friday, August 23rd at 7 p.m. at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And then you're going to be doing an all-day workshop Saturday, August 24th at St. Elizabeth Seton, also in Carmel. And the topic we're going to be talking about today is something that I think we all are dealing with in life as Catholics, is one, trying to be a mindful Catholic. That's one thing. And then the other thing is smartphones, kids, and anxiety, and should we panic? So these are the two topics that we're going to talk about with Dr. Gregory, our expert. Before we get started talking about technology, how do Catholics achieve Catholic mindfulness, or what exactly is Catholic mindfulness?
Yeah, it's a great place to start. It's it's very basically just being aware, having awareness. And awareness of what? It has to do with our emotional lives connecting to our lives of faith, being aware of the presence of God, being aware of the importance of spirituality in our lives in a real integrated, ongoing sort of way. And, mindfulness as a sort of a basic principle has to do with what we're doing in our heads most of the day and being present to the present moment, aware of what's happening right now in this place at this time, and connecting to that reality instead of mindlessness, which is another way to say ruminations or spiraling, our thoughts kind of getting away with themselves,
mm-hmm.
where we start just kind of thinking about all sorts of things, either past regrets, kind of playing through conversations that we've had, or in the future we get anxious about what's going to happen, stuck in traffic, what if I'm late to this meeting, or you lay in bed at night and you're just thinking about all the things that could go wrong or did go wrong, or, all these different kinds of things. So, those are examples of ways that we're not paying attention to the present moment. But that's what mindfulness does, is it helps us to sort of exercise what I call the focus muscle, which helps us paying attention to what's really happening right here and now. And ultimately, that's what helps us really connect to a life of faith and bring peace and happiness into our lives as a result of the faith that we have in God.
So that's a really great explanation of that. I want you to talk just briefly about the Catholic Psych Institute. You mentioned just briefly when we got started, but give us a little bit more information about the Catholic Psych Institute.
Yeah, well, basically, I've studied psychology I've gotten my doctorate in clinical psychology to practice as a psychologist, and my main goal and motivation is to move people, to motivate people to take real action in their lives, to heal wounds, and to live their best life possible. And so I come from a Catholic anthropology in that project,
mm-hmm.
where we understand how God made us. If you're gonna take your car in to get fixed because you want it to operate at its best possible potential, you want to take it to a mechanic who knows how the car was built and what that best potential looks like. And that's what the Catholic anthropology provides for us as psychologists, Catholic psychologists, as a blueprint. It's a starting point, and it also is our end point. It teaches us where we can hope to bring a person on this particular path that they're on. So the Catholic Psych Institute is a group practice, and we have 12 therapists and a number of resources, online courses, and we do online therapy. But everything is centered around this goal of connecting the dots between our faith and our emotional life in this way so that we can actually live in this integrated way as Catholics.
That is really interesting, and I think I might have some customers for you. We can all think of people that that might benefit from something like that. Well, I want to move into the topic of how kids and adults are so plugged into their devices. Is there such a thing as, obviously these devices can bring many good things into our life, and they can also be overused to the point of really being detrimental to our lives. So do you want to talk about technology and how it is maybe good and or bad, and maybe even to the point of an addiction, if there is such a thing?
Sure thing, and this is a great example of how applying this Catholic anthropology to a human problem unlocks all sorts of answers that we never would have considered. And so when, technology, this is such a major issue. Technology addiction leads to depression, anxiety. I work with school systems that have increased rates of severe depression, even suicidality. There are just continual increases in all of these problems, and we see that there's this correlation with engagement with the social media, kids on their phones, and really kind of detaching from real social life. But instead of taking this hard-line approach where we say all technology is bad,
mm-hmm.
The Catholic perspective gives us a few different touch points to keep in mind. Number one, progress is good.
Mm-hmm.
There are a number of church documents that talk about technology as a good thing. And the creative capacity of the human person is one way in which we mirror the image of God. And so we don't want to put that down and throw out the baby with the bathwater, as they say. It's something that we need to keep in mind. So, one thing I hear a lot of parents doing with their kids is doing these, especially now for the summer, they've done these screen-free summers, or at least they thought they would start trying to do that back in May.
Mm-hmm.
And, by August, most of that has been given up. But here's an example of one way to look at this differently. It's not just having the phone or being plugged into social media that's the problem. It's how we're using it. And we can approach the technology one of two ways. we're either consumers of the technology or producers of the technology.
Yep.
And so what we could do is actually set kids up, and we're starting to do this in my own family, and I help other parents do this more practically with some older kids, is you can actually have, you know, for instance, setting up a YouTube channel.
Yep.
Or a Facebook page. And, you know, make it a part of the summer activity to create content, you know, tapping into your child's interests, curiosities, desires, kind of getting to know your kids a lot better. And in that process, make it into a project where you can actually have them, you know, record little videos, upload it to YouTube, or start engaging discussions, you know, around certain things that they're interested in. And so what we've done there is really kind of, you know, reapproach the problem with a deeper perspective. And we've discovered here that it actually should be possible. You know, the screen-free summer could seem completely overwhelming and totally impossible, because at the end of the day, it is impossible, because there's something inhuman about, you know, kind of taking us out of communion with the world around us.
Right.
You know, we're supposed to live in the world, not of the world, but that means we have to live in the world. That's part of the equation, right?
Right, absolutely. Our guest today is Dr. Gregory Botero. He is founder and executive director of the Catholic Psych Institute, and we're talking about two topics, kind of, being a mindful Catholic and technology. And I did not know you were going to talk about this kind of, you know, the positive aspect of this, but I actually have a book coming out on this very topic that is exactly what you're talking about. So I'm really excited over here. It's called It's called Breaking New Ground: Discipleship Using New Media, and it's going to be coming out on Amazon pretty soon. But I just gave myself a plug, Jim.
That's great.
We're going to have to talk further. But I think this is really interesting that you really are taking this approach also from a psychological perspective. So I guess you're saying that these devices can be helpful in many ways. They're not all bad, right? But would you say that the devices are something that we should be panicking about, or can a balance be struck?
No, we have to. First of all, panic would be the opposite approach that I would recommend.
Okay.
Specifically because that does. You know, what I teach in mindfulness is that when we panic or when we judge something to be a threat, mm-hmm. it actually closes down our brains. It puts us into what's called the fight or flight response, which mm-hmm. is a sympathetic nervous response that restricts our creativity and our open-mindedness to see new solutions in a positive light. And so when we panic about anything, we're really losing touch with not only our greatest human capacity to find solutions, but also we're really kind of going against our faith. And you know, this goes back to the foundation for Catholic mindfulness. It's Matthew 6:25. Jesus tells us, do not be anxious about the things of your life. And he points out all the ways that the Father takes care of us. And so if we really believe that by faith, then we have to find ways to connect it to our spiritual lives and our emotional lives, our total humanity. And emotionally, we can be at peace, not panicking about anything, because we really do believe that there's a Father who takes care of us and knows us and has the power to actually lead all things to good. So when it comes to technology, again, if we don't have that panic response, we're actually connecting to our faith, we see the bigger picture, and we can explore and find new ways to deal with things like the difference between being a producer or a consumer of technology. And then, you know, I also talk to parents about a pretty grave responsibility. I consider a grave responsibility to self-educate, find groups, find places to learn about the technology. This is a real burden on parents' shoulders right now, mm-hmm. as part of the vocation of raising children in a school of love, is to be ahead of the technology curve.
Yep.
And so that you're creating a safe environment for your children. And that's where we're at. It's a necessary thing that we have to, you know, there's a lot of tough things that come with being a parent, and this is one of them.
No doubt.
And so this is, you know, how I help parents figure out how to do that. But once we get ahead of the curve, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Well, we need to take a break. You've already given us some really good tips, but we'll hear some more tips and hear about what you're going to talk about when you come back. We're talking with Dr. Gregory Butera. Stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
This year's Catholic Radio Indy Annual Dinner is actually a celebration of our 15th birthday. It's going to be on Tuesday, August 27th at the North Side of Ensign Social Club. We'll have a great silent auction, a really fun live auction, some great food, and Father Douglas Hunter is our guest speaker. Attending our dinner is a great way to support this station while you have some fun and meet the Catholic Radio staff. Tickets are available online now at CatholicRadioIndy.org or at 317-870-8400.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a website, CatholicRadioIndy.org. with access to great Catholic resources, including podcasts of all our local programming, podcasts that have been downloaded from all 50 states and over 40 countries on 6 continents. Yes, we are Catholic Radio Indy, but thanks to your support, we're taking the gospel of Christ to the ends of the earth. Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Most of us like to keep up on what's going on in the world and try to catch a little news each day. Did you know that you can catch the very latest Catholic news right on our website? We have news from Rome, from around the world, and here at home, updated every day so you always know what's going on from a Catholic perspective. Check it out. Go to CatholicRadioIndy.org and look for the Catholic news headlines. There's always something new at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio with me, and we have our guest via phone, Dr. Gregory Butera. He is the founder and executive director of the Catholic Psych Institute. He's a clinical psychologist, and he's actually going to be in town coming up here real quick, Friday, August 23rd at Our Lady of Mount Carmel that evening to talk about smartphones, kids, and anxiety. And on Saturday, he's doing an all-day workshop at St. Elizabeth Seton in Carmel. So, Jim, you had a question.
Well, we don't get to talk to psychologists very often here on the program. And something that just strikes me every day, and maybe a psychologist would have some thoughts on how to cope with it, is the kind of society today is so extreme. It seems like when you talk to people, their opinions are either way over on that end of the spectrum or way at the other end. And most of us would rather just be kind of comfortable in the middle getting along, but that just doesn't seem like an option today. What are your thoughts on that, Doctor?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, first of all, we have to start at the same foundation as in all things, believing in and putting into practice a trust in God, really, really feeling what it feels like to have that kind of confidence that everything is going to be okay. And if we start there, we put our whole mindset in a different position, and we can approach people not as enemies to disprove or threats to avoid or problems to solve, but instead with curiosity. There's a sort of a fundamental disposition of curiosity that permeates learning how to be a mindful Catholic, and it's somebody who's open and aware. We certainly have our own opinions. We certainly have our own truths and beliefs. And we are, grounded on the Catholic faith. And in some ways, we're able to be aware and curious because of our faith. We know with certainty that the Father takes care of us and loves us and is leading us to good things. So that means we can afford to lay down our guard and just sort of explore, look around, and take an interest. People have stories. And they're voicing their opinions in a particular way, maybe aggressive at times, but there's so much more to know about a person under the surface and behind that front wall. And so if we spend that time to sort of engage people or even just to observe with curiosity, we'll discover that there's a lot more commonality in our humanity than there are differences. And I think this is what's happening now. People are so triggered and is feeling so threatened. I think God is so absent from our culture and society on a real experiential way that we're, in some ways all running around as if the meteor is heading towards the planet. And so, we're sort of revved up and amped up and triggered into these anxious states. And then one little opinion that we don't agree with can trigger that response even more. So we know that that's not true, that the meteor is well, whether the meteor is coming or not, we know we're going to be okay. And so we have that freedom to be able to afford that open, curious disposition.
That was a great, great question, Jim. And I think it's something that something else that we are all dealing with here. When we are talking about technology, you did offer a couple tips to help people maybe be more mindful or to be more responsible in their use of technology. Do you have any other tips for that? You gave one tip of allowing kids to be more of a producer of maybe good Catholic content. And another, I'm trying to remember what the other one was. You had a couple points. Do you have any other points?
For parents to get ahead of the technology. Oh,
right.
Self-education.
And that's a good thing for parents, too, rather than be afraid of it and be afraid of what your kids are going to get into to get ahead of the curve and have a family project to maybe make a Facebook page or a internet presence of some sort.
Absolutely. And then I could offer a third tip, which may be a bit of a surprise answer, but I've alluded to this, but it warrants its own sort of heading, and that's parents cannot give to their children what they don't have themselves.
Yep.
And so what I tell parents over and over again, in fact, I won't even work with children before I have this conversation and get the agreement from the parents. And I say, in every case working with children, almost always I would say, there's something that the parents need to work on as well. So if you're bringing your kid to us to work with, then you have to accept that we're going to at some point sit down and I'm going to give you some suggestions for what you might need to change in your life as well. And when it comes down to it, with mindfulness or teaching how to be less anxious, how to be more in control, how to be more aware, how to have discipline, routine, and order in one's life, how to operate based on certain principles and make good decisions, all the things that a parent wants for their children, the parent can't give that to their children if they don't have it for themselves. And it starts with their own peace and awareness of God's presence and the ability to sit in the present moment without being anxious or afraid or panicking about anything. And so that's typically what we do we do run parenting groups for mindfulness, Catholic mindfulness for children. I actually have another book my wife and I wrote together on, it's called Sitting Like a Saint, Catholic Mindfulness for Kids.
Mm.
And so this book is it's kind of like a bedtime book or a book for exercising these practices with kids. It's based on the lives of the saints, and then we give these little practical exercises that parents read to their children. Except what happens is we kind of formulated it in this way because what we really wanted to be able to do is help parents sit down and take a breath themselves,
mm-hmm.
and spend time being present with their kids and actually help them calm themselves down first. And then they're reading these exercises and teaching their kids how to do it as well. But it's impossible to do it. The book doesn't allow for a parent to do this for their kids unless they're engaging in the activity themselves. And so that's really where I try to help parents understand. Start working on yourself because we're all living in this frantic, crazy life.
No doubt.
And we all need to slow down and take a breath.
So it's interesting because one of my questions was obviously parents do need to be modeling this in their life, right?
Exactly.
So what about the book? I mean, are there some tips in there that are helpful? And we only have actually about 2 or 3 minutes left. So you just have to get the book, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a pretty packed book. There's a lot to it. I actually teach an online course as well. It's an 8-week online course. And that's at academy.catholicpsych.com, or I think you can go directly to catholicmindfulness.com. And, you know, there are some sort of practical things to do. You know, when we have a sort of routine that causes us to stress, like for me, I always give the example because it's an ongoing battle with the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really get frustrated in traffic. And so for me, what I've done is, I've used parts of my experience to remind me to spend time in the present moment. And so my steering wheel, as soon as I get in my car and touch my steering wheel, has become a reminder for me to take a deep breath, to say a little prayer, to focus on the present moment, And even just by feeling the steering wheel, the sort of biochemistry involved is that I'm telling my brain that I'm safe, because in this present moment, my steering wheel is not on fire, it's not piercing my skin, it's not doing anything to trigger that sympathetic nervous fight or flight response. And so if I just pay attention to my very safe steering wheel, then no matter what thoughts could come up in my head, I'm actually telling my brain that here is safe, and it changes my biochemistry. And that's just a neat little trick. You know, another one is for going to mass. You know, a lot of times I go to mass and my mind starts going all sorts of directions and I miss half the prayers and the homily and everything else. And, you know, so just sitting down in the pew, as soon as I feel the kneeler or the pew, that for me has now become a reminder for practicing this present moment practice. And then that's where I'll take my breath, I'll say my prayer of presence, and remind myself that God is here with me. And it, again, turns off that autopilot rumination style that the mind will go into on its own.
We're just about out of time. I want to let our listeners know that you are going to be in town Friday, August 23rd at 7 p.m. at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, talking about smartphones, kids, and anxiety. And Saturday, August 24th, a workshop at St. Elizabeth Seton called Trustful Surrender, a seminar on Catholic mindfulness at St. Elizabeth Seton. So, Dr. Greger, you've been very interesting. I'm sure this has really impacted your faith doing this kind of work. Do you have a couple comments about how that has impacted your faith?
Oh, wow. I think it's probably my work is coming out of my faith that, you know, in my own discernment, in my own life, and sort of, I was actually a Franciscan friar for 3.5 years. I was discerning religious life. And learning how to be in the present moment with God has changed my whole life. And now the only thing I want to do is just help other people have that same kind of peace and connection with God in their life.
And if you could give your webpage one more time.
CatholicSites.com.
Dr. Gregory Bataro, you have been a very interesting guest. We're really looking forward to seeing you when you're in town. God bless you, and we'll be in touch.
Thanks so much. God bless you, too.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.